time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Browns on Sunday.
Had some pretty good touchdown runs in your career. How would you describe Mark Andrews' one on that one?
Man, that was crazy. I was celebrating the whole time. You know, we practiced it early on in the week, and it was looking pretty good. But we just needed a couple yards. But for him to go for a touchdown, that was amazing. And for him to have an all-time career, what it was, the receptions or receiving yards? Yeah. That's crazy. Shout out to Mark.
Your head as you watch him turn the corner on that play.
Go. That's all I'm saying. My mind, go, 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 go. Like, he turned on the Jets, too. I guess he looked at that 49, like, no way. Shout out to Mark, man.
You and Mark came in together. You guys have, you know, won a lot of games. You guys are kind of have been connected throughout your careers. Just can you put into perspective, he gets the record, comes up with a big play today, just how valuable he has been over the course of his career?
Extremely valuable, man. He's always there. You know, he's always there when we need him, and he just showed that tonight. Man, he's Mr. Reliable.
Lamar, you were one of the most vocal defending him when people were still caught up in the Buffalo game. How proud are you of how he's handled this and to come through in a game like this?
I mean, he's a grown man. You know, I know he's going to hold his own. You know, just as much as people beat him up, I feel like he beat himself up. You know, so why kick someone when he's down, you know? And that's my brother at the end of the day, so I'm always going to have his back.
Was there a theme or anything to those four Myles Garrett sacks? I mean, you know, he was obviously winning, but some of them looked like you were kind of double clutching or looking for space in the pocket.
I mean, this type of defense is going to create chaos. You know, they want to hit receivers, knock them off their routes and stuff like that. And they zone coverage with a guy like Myles Garrett pressuring. So you don't want to just throw it up and cause a turnover, even though we had two, one tip pass, one off a lineman helmet, you know, but we don't want to just turn the ball over. So you're going to try to go to a check down if anything, but he just kept tracing, you know, so that's how he was getting the sacks.
Were you looking for D-Hop on the throwback on that red zone sack? You ran to the right and it looked like you were D-Hop sprinting to the left corner.
I was trying to see if someone, you know, popped open. Yeah.
Well, what does it say about the team that you can win a grinded out game like this on the road, really good defense? What's it say about this team?
Man, we can fight through adversity, you know, and like at the same time, this is a division of game, so we know what type of game it'll be, you know, just not with the turnovers and stuff like that. But we knew it was going to be a dog fight.
Lamar, when you got a turnover, Wiggins had an interception, next play was a turnover. Was it tough to avoid frustration there and believe that if you just kept getting the ball back, you were going to break through?
Yeah, you just got to keep a clear mind, you know, but I won't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot, and then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know, and shout out to defense because they played a great game.
I mean, most of these receiving yards that Mark has gained usually just come from you, your passes. It seems you always guys had a connection pretty early on. How would you describe that chemistry between you and Mark?
Like, I don't know. I can't call it. You know, I said this way back years ago, like street ball, you know. If it's not there, you know, you make something happen. You know, you see something in the defense, we just connect.
When you guys were, you know, starting 1-5, how much confidence was there in the room that you guys could, you know, within about a month or time, once or time, you would get back to 5-5 and, you know, like John Harbaugh said, kind of have your guys' head back above water?
We wasn't really worried about trying to be 5-5. We were trying to be 2-5 at the time, you know, then 3-5. Like, we just take it one game at a time because obviously we was 1-5. You know, we're not used to starting slow at all. So we just had to worry about what was in front of us, just like we did tonight.
Okay. Thanks.